There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance, and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast, is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
This is Amy Brown from Four Things with Amy Brown. Today, healthier is happening at CVS Health in more ways than you've ever seen. It's wellness destinations for seniors, including select locations with Oak Street Health and CVS Pharmacy. It's doctors, nurses, pharmacists, and everyone in between offering quality care and support virtually, in person, and on the phone. It's in-home evaluations through Signify Health and meeting mental health needs through Aetna. And those are just a few of the ways that healthier is happening. To see more, visit cvshealth.com/healthierhappenstogether. CVS Pharmacy, Oak Street Health, CVS Specialty, Signify Health, and Aetna are part of CVS Health. Eligibility and services vary by location and individual.
This is Follow the Money with Mitch Moss and Polly Howard on VSiN.
Off and running early here on a Tuesday. Welcome in. It is Follow the Money on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Mitch Moss along with Polly Howard live in downtown Las Vegas. From the Circa Resort and Casino on tap today, some of the guests that we have on the good old program. Matt Eumann's 45 minutes on some college football bets that he likes in week zero. Paul Stone, same thing in the second hour of today's show. But also one more conference to preview with Paul Stone. That is the SEC. He'll give out regular season win totals and an outright winner. And again, week zero thoughts. And Tim Jenkins in a couple of hours. NFL film guy. He's really good at breaking down film. He's also a trainer, analyst, QB guy, and a lot to talk about with some of these quarterback spots across the league, like this one. And the timing, I guess, could not be better. As Mike Tomlin, Paulie, admitted to the media yesterday that a lot of position battles will come down to this week and specifically on Sunday in their game against the Lions. And he said, quote, a lot of the spots are going to come down to this work. This work is weighted differently and appropriately so. The in-stadium work is significant and increasingly so with the more stadium exposure you get. So don't make no mistake, this is a significant game for a lot of people. End of quote. That also includes the quarterback battle. Can you believe this?
No.
He's talking about the quarterback battle.
Oh, my God. All the reports were how Pickett was so bad in camp. And I think that's a mistake. You start a rookie. Coming off a playoff year, and I think you have a chance with Trubisky. That's a lot of pressure.
I like what Ross Tucker told us yesterday on the show. He said, you start Trubisky, and if it doesn't go well, then it's no problem pulling the trigger and going to the rookie, go to Pickett.
Yep.
But if you go vice versa, that doesn't work.
Right.
Because if you want to run the rookie out there right away, and then it's a disaster in the regular season, it's like, that was kind of a mistake.
Yep. I think that would be a mistake to start him. Okay? This kid might be good, but he's no Roethlisberger. And the other thing is, I think you have a real shot here to make the playoffs. And you got to give Trubisky a chance. I'd be surprised if they do that.
Yeah, if he's going to put that much stock into the last preseason game of the year. Now, granted, Pickett has looked good. So did Mason Rudolph.
They all have.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, and a lot of quarterbacks in the preseason. A lot of guys you look up in their stats are, 10 of 11, 12 of 14.
I'm telling you. Maybe that's a sign of things to come for 2022. Maybe we have just high-octane offenses across the board because the quarterback playing the preseason more than most years has been really, really good.
Yeah. Look at Shrevler last night. I mean, the CFL guy. Another guy who puts up big numbers and at least high completion percentage.
I wanted to run this one by you because it's a fun prop to look at. Bet Rivers has it posted. The division finishing position, and you can get this in all the divisions, but in the AFC North, and specifically breaking down where these teams are going to land, if you want to bet the Steelers, they're 8-1 to finish first, plus 650 to finish second. But what do you think about plus 225 to finish third, where, maybe they're not as good as Baltimore or Cincinnati, and I think that's probably very fair going into the season. Mm-hmm. Maybe there's some clear separation between those two teams and the Steelers, but yet there's a really good chance they're actually better than the Browns because Watson doesn't come back until so late in the season.
Right, the unknown with Brissett, that's right. And what's this team going to look like? How bad could Cleveland be or below average? And, I think that'd be a pretty good bet. But also it comes down to what if there's a quarterback change early? I mean, you're going to put a rookie on the road against Cincinnati to start, and you're going to throw him out there early? So I think that's definitely in play and a good bet if it's Trubisky.
So I saw this bet yesterday, and I talked about how I liked it on a Bet Rivers podcast with our buddy Jimmy Yacht and Aaron Renning. And now this kind of changes things where, like you just said, I would really like that plus 225 with Trubisky, but with Kenny Pickett, I don't know if I like it as much.
Yeah, right.
I found the same thing available on the Lions. They're plus 165 to finish third.
Yeah.
Doesn't that one make some sense? Again, not to the level of the Vikings or the Packers, and there's some clear separation there, but the Detroit Lions can easily land higher than the Bears in the pecking order.
Right. I love those bets. I like the exactas, too, the first second that's offered.
Right.
Like for example, Tampa, New Orleans is $2 in the South. I mean, those are ones I like, too.
Yep.
I mean, to me, that's an easy division. Green Bay, Minnesota 1-2, what order, and then Detroit and the Bears. So that's
the way to approach it.
Yeah.
So also, Baker Mayfield was named the starting quarterback for the Carolina Panthers, getting his former team, the Cleveland Browns, in week one. This is really something else, and it just, to refresh your memory, NFL and CBS had this tweet about the Browns in week one, if you want to go back since 2005. Astonishing, here we go with the season now, a couple of weeks away, but to actually have this in front of you, where every game but 2018 was a loss and that game ended in a tie, that freaky ending against the Steelers in week one of 2018, they haven't won a game since, look at that. just peppered with nothing but losses.
Yeah.
Oh my God, is that brutal.
Unbelievable. Factory of sadness. Come on.
Uh-huh.
Let's see if it continues. And that's you have plus 3 with Carolina, and we'll see how big of a favorite they go off as week one. I'm seeing 1.5 now, as high as 1.5 in that game. The NFL wins again with that Baker going against his former team.
I know.
And there's several matchups like that in week one.
Tell you what, on that podcast I did yesterday for Bet Rivers, Jimmy Yacht was adamant that the Browns still on the under for everything. And his point was, he's pretty convinced that Watson's going to come back and not look close to the guy that he was from 2 years ago.
Oh, sure, I believe that.
That's a big ask.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I don't think
this time off, he won't be.
For sure.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
You can't just plug him back in. And by the way, the back end of the schedule is very difficult to be there, Deshaun, go out there and put up 320 yards every single game and win us some games.
Yeah.
Well, he's been out for 2 years, basically, at that point.
Probably right. I go along with that.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And then when you look at... Great job by our producer, Dustin, here. The first 4 years of Baker Mayfield, getting the start for the Panthers in week one against the Browns. When you look at the first 4 years that he's played and go back and check out a lot of the Super Bowl winners back to like 2001 and their first 4 years. Oh, okay. Certainly some guys jump off the page here. Like Patrick Mahomes, his numbers are clearly better than Baker Mayfield. That's not surprising. Aaron Rodgers, same thing. Some of the numbers for Peyton Manning are better, but the INTs, he had 81 in his first four. Not every quarterback is obviously the same with these numbers, but he stacks up pretty favorably to a lot of those other big names who won Super Bowls in the first 4 years. Now, when you watch him actually play, you know, week in and week out in the NFL, does he actually look like he has the makeup of some of these guys eventually did? No, but what were we saying about Eli Manning in his first 4 years? Or Drew Brees? Hell, I was ready to write off Drew Brees.
He was terrible his first year.
He was awful.
Yes, he was. But this is a lot of those guys on that list. Some were in very good situations. Other guys, I mean, Mayfield took over for a dumpster fire. Not to mention he had to have Hugh Jackson off the bat.
Right.
What he was dealing with. So I think at this point you could call him underrated. Going back, people forget even what happened 2 years ago. They just remember the last thing they saw, which, you know, a lot of this stuff went to his head, too. He had some success, and all of a sudden he's doing all these commercials, and then he wasn't putting the work in the video games when he had COVID, not prepared, and they hung him out to dry in the Pittsburgh game, and he was awful and embarrassed himself in the game on Christmas at Lambeau. So I think he has a big opportunity here to take his team to the playoffs and get back his mojo and his rep, and I think he'll do that this year, assuming everyone stays healthy in Carolina. Starting with McCaffrey.
Yeah, I think they've actually done a pretty decent job of building this team now up before this was his eventual landing spot. They have weapons on this team. We know that. And they've done a pretty good job of addressing the defense as well throughout the draft and other avenues. And I think a lot of it comes down to Matt Rhule and what kind of a coach he can be in this league. But exactly what you just said and something that has been brought up on this show over and over is that you can't forget what Mayfield did 2 years ago when on the road. Again, that game is maybe different if the play right before halftime where Higgins loses the ball, goes out of the end zone. Like a 2-point game in the second half?
Yep.
Maybe the Browns win that game in KC. Then what are we talking about with this guy?
I don't think he had its swagger either. I mean, he lost his confidence as well. You play with a lot of confidence, and that guy was, think of the guy at Oklahoma running down the sideline and going crazy every touchdown and celebrating. So, right, they were this close to going to the AFC title game. So we'll see. I think they'll bounce back and have a pretty good season this year.
That, you know, that's another thing that you can't forget is that, honest to God, the combination of coaches in Cleveland were, and I said this many, many times.
I didn't like Dorsey either. Remember Hard Knocks?
Oh, no. That was bad. But I thought Hugh Jackson was the worst coach I've ever seen in my entire life, like no hyperbole. And somehow, some way, it got worse when they went to Freddie Kitchens.
Mm-hmm.
He actually is absolutely in the mix for the worst I've ever seen. And he was worse than Hugh Jackson, which I can't even believe I'm saying, but I am. And that's kind of a big deal again. When you hear about all these quarterbacks that come into the league, and it's like Jalen Hurts again. You brought it up yesterday. You know, first time the system's going to be the same back-to-back years like in his career. We heard that with Alex Smith the entire time he was in the NFL. Seven different offensive coordinators. Well, this, same with this guy. Same with him. I think that would be pretty juicy if the Panthers got off to a good start and they were eventually a playoff team. I'd like to see that happen.
Yes.
Based on bets that I have, too.
Okay.
Yeah. So I just, I thought for sure, if we can't bet on this stuff out here in Las Vegas, I would have been betting, depending on the number, but I would have been betting Trubisky to be the week one starter. And now I would be sweating out like crazy. Tomlin actually says the game on Sunday means so much. Wow. The first hour of Follow the Money is brought to you exclusively by BetRivers, your hometown sportsbook. Check out their daily specials at the website, again, which is betrivers.com. Up next, we'll get into Top 5 Tuesday, Top 5 Things We Want to Happen This Football Season, and a recap of last night's betting action is coming up. You won't believe it, but the last time this happened across the league on one day was all the way back in 1917. Details on that coming up next year. Follow the Money. It's VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
The Sports Betting Network.
If you're looking for more sports betting discussion around your local teams, BetRivers has you covered. BetRivers has launched a series of CityCasts designed to tackle sports betting from the local perspective. There are CityCasts in Chicago, Denver, Detroit, LA, New York, Philadelphia, Pittsburgh, and now Washington, D.C. Subscribe to your local CityCasts wherever you get your podcasts. Matt Youmans joins the program now, vsin.com senior editor. Host of VSIN as well later on in the afternoons, right here at 4 o'clock Eastern, 1 o'clock Pacific. Matt, good morning. Let's begin NFL preseason here. Nothing yet for you this week, but what do you have your eye on? What game or what number caught your eye?
Yeah, you're right. I have not made a bet yet on the NFL. I am looking at the Raiders. I think they look pretty good in the preseason. In fact, Josh McDaniels has got his quarterbacks playing well, and I wonder how he's going to approach this final game. I thought with the Raiders having four preseason games, that he would treat this week like the dress rehearsal when he would play Derek Carr and Devontae Adams and Chandler Jones and some guys like that. He's played a really close to the vest with information here in the month of August. So I don't know what's going to happen with Patriots in town for joint practices. I do think this is a week where Belichick and McDaniels are going to be on the same page. I'm just trying to get some information here, see how McDaniels is going to deal with his quarterbacks. But there's a chance he's going to play Carr and Adams and give those guys at least a quarter. I'm going to look at the Raiders minus one, but I have not played that yet.
Okay. How about college football week zero? The number here, the game over in Ireland, is Nebraska laying 13 against Northwestern. Tons of pressure on Frost, obviously, coming into this season. Not exactly high expectations with the Wildcats, though, in Northwestern, at Northwestern. Is this number too high, though, for Nebraska to be laying, in your opinion?
I think it's a little bit too high, and I might end up going, you know, I haven't bet this yet either. I am going to play it, but I haven't bet it yet because I think this number might actually go to 14. by Saturday. With so much focus on these college football games, these 7 or 8 games on the Saturday card, I think a lot of these favorites are going to get bet up on game day. So I'm going to wait to see if I can get 14. But if not, I'll take the 13 with Northwestern. Purple Cats off a dismal year. That it was an anemic offense. It's got to get a lot better. Northwestern failed to score more than 14 points in any of the final 6 games. So it's not always a positive that you've got 9 starters back when you're that bad. But I think this offense is going to be significantly better. Ryan Helinski is out on transfer at quarterback. Evan Hall, a running back, was a 1,000-yard rusher. I think Pat Fitzgerald's got a pretty solid defense. At least it appears that way on paper. We don't really know for sure yet what we're going to see from Nebraska. Scott Frost is 15 and 29 in 4 years. He's got 44 new players, including 22 transfers. Casey Thompson, the transfer from Texas, 24 TD passes and 10 starts for the Longhorns last year. I think the Huskers appear to have an abundance of talent at the running back and wide receiver positions. There's a lot of hype around this team. Last year, Nebraska beat Northwestern 56-7. But each of the previous 4 meetings decided by 1 score between these teams. I think Pat Fitzgerald's going to get his team to bounce back, play much better football this year. I say Nebraska wins this game by somewhere around 7 to 10 points. So, you know, in Dublin, Ireland, on a neutral, laying basically 2 touchdowns. I need Nebraska to prove it to me. I'll take the points with Northwestern.
And the special teams, a comedy act last year as well, how bad they were. How about UConn getting a bunch against Utah State?
Yeah, what do you do with UConn here? Because Jim Mora Jr. takes over as coach. It was a comically bad team last year. 15 starters come back. But the big difference for me here, Paul, is the Penn State transfer, Taquan Roberson, a quarterback. I think he's a guy that kind of could transform this offense, make him look a lot better. If you watched the Huskies last year, the quarterback play was a complete joke. And Roberson, who was a highly touted kid out of high school, who's a dual threat type of quarterback, could make them a lot more dangerous. And when you look at Utah State, don't forget Logan Bonner, the senior quarterback, actually in his 6th year. He suffered a knee injury in the L.A. Bowl in December. It has not been determined that he's going to start in this game. So if he doesn't start, the backup Cooper Legos is going to play. And that's a significant downgrade there. This number is at 27.5 right now. Brad Powers was on the show with us yesterday afternoon. Okay. And he thinks there's a correlation there here between the underdog and the under. I'm going to play the underdog here, and I wouldn't be surprised if this number gets bet up a little bit too, but I'm still 27 with UConn, especially if Logan Bonner is not going to be at full strength and not going to start for Utah State.
All right, now you're on a favorite, Illinois laying 10 against Wyoming. Tell us why.
Yeah, you know what? I'm going to hate myself too if I lay 10 points with Illinois and it's not a winner, because I don't like to play favorites this early in the season. But the more I look at this with a Wyoming team, I think they're going to get overpowered on the defensive line by Brett Bielema's, I think, big, imposing offensive line that he's kind of built in the mode that he did at Wisconsin. When he was in Madison, when he won 3 Big Ten titles, he built a big offensive line, a power running attack. And if you have that with talented running backs, you can win a lot of games in the Big Ten. He won 5 games last season. The Illini returned their top 3 rushers, including, don't forget, Chase Brown, who had 223 yards in that Illinois upset of Penn State last year. I think they've got a lot of talent in the backfield, powerful offensive line, and you're talking about Wyoming defense that lost 7 starters. And when I look at this team on paper, I think Wyoming's going to be undermanned on the offensive and defensive lines. They've got a quarterback, Andrew Peasley, is making only his 3rd career start. He started twice in 4 years at Utah State. The Cowboys' leading rusher, Xavier Valladay, transferred to Arizona State in the offseason. I think this is going to be one of Craig Bowles' worst teams at Wyoming. And the classic Big Ten offensive line, I think, is going to overpower Wyoming and wear them down. And Illinois should win this game comfortably.
Very good. You can follow Matt on Twitter. He is at MattEumans247. There he goes with a bunch of plays for this week.
We appreciate it. Good luck. We'll talk to you soon.
All right, you bet. Thanks.
There you go. Nebraska, host on Beeson here as well.
Yep. I'm sorry. That Nebraska game opened 10 and a total 54.5, been bet down to 50.5.
Yep.
And the get out game, that's unfortunate news. This will be on, but I don't think we're going to get Hawaii games, home games on television.
Again.
Yep. Open 2.5, now 6.5, Vandy at Hawaii, and Paul Stone gave out the win total under.
Okay, we do have to spend a chunk of time today discussing this video that went viral last night.
Yeah.
And I could not believe what I was looking at.
Yeah.
Okay, so this is at Yankee Stadium. Okay, so what you're watching here right now is a gentleman with a hot dog and a beer, and he takes his straw, and then he poked it all the way through the hot dog, then inserts the hot dog into the beer, and then uses the hot dog as a straw, and that's how he drinks the beer. I have to tell you, it's kind of genius, because...
Oh, stop.
As disgusting as it looks... Now, I'm not telling you I'm going to go out there and try this next time I go to a ball game, but who doesn't like a hot dog and who doesn't like a beer at a baseball game? The combination, I'm guessing, is quite delicious. But the fact of actually pulling this off, I've never seen it before. That's what I'm calling it, like a genius move.
He should cut the hot dog up in pieces and put in there like ice cubes. You could do it that way, too.
That, and it could be like hot dogs and tomato soup almost, right? You could use a beer as a soup.
You ever seen someone drink beer out of a straw?
I have.
No, you have?
Oh, I have, yes.
Oh, yeah. God.
Yeah, my grandma used to prefer, she would only drink warm beer. She wouldn't drink it out of a fridge. It needed to be warm.
You know, Al Lasso wants ice in his wine. Well, that's another, yeah. Yeah, I've seen people, and then people want ice in their beer.
Ice in their beers, I can't do that one either.
That completely
ruins the drink.
Come on. Yeah.
But that guy, I mean, honestly.
A lot of people were saying just he should be arrested and kick him out of the game.
It looks terrible, but the innovation, the creativity, come on. How did it take until 2022 for somebody to think about this?
Well, who would? That's lunacy. Do that, drinking a beer out of a hot dog, using the hot dog as a straw. Oh, my God. Yeah.
That is really something else.
How's no one paying attention? This guy could be set up, but this guy behind him has the camera phone out, but how is no one around him? Like, nothing to see here.
No, the guy pulled out the phone because he noticed what he was doing. He's like, wait a second, is he taking a straw to the hot dog? Is he going to use this as a straw? What's he doing? I got to get this on video. And then he pulls it off, perfect execution.
Was it the guy at Nebraska? Where was he, Dustin? Nebraska, where he's eating ketchup packets or something?
Oh, that was recently, That was his dinner.
The gal's eating mayo?
Sweet and sour packets. I had like 30 of them
for
dinner.
And the gal's eating the mayo in the stands. It's like a soccer match, huh?
No.
Animals.
Okay, the first hour of this program is brought to you exclusively by Bet Rivers, your hometown sportsbook. Log in, get a 20% profit boost on Major League Baseball bets every Tuesday. Must be 21. Offers not valid in all areas. Check BetRivers.com for full offer details and rules. Up next, is this a version of Kobe Bryant's final season all over again, or Derek Jeter? A very creative way to bet. We'll discuss it coming up next.
BetRivers Sportsbook app has a huge number of live streaming events every day. BetRivers Sportsbook has great offers, including a $250 match bonus on your first deposit, and all bonuses are only one-time playthrough. Amazing offers and great customer service makes BetRivers your hometown sportsbook. Must be 21 pound sportsbook. Must be 21 pound sportsbook. Must be 21 pound sportsbook.
Follow the money on VSEN, the sports betting network.
Pocket Cast with popular picks. Join Levi's 501 Pop Culture Pools for free and answer questions for a shot at a share of 10 grand in total cash prizes. Head to DraftKings.com/Levi's to get in on the action. Levi's, buy better, wear longer. DraftKings.com for details.
Okay, let's go college football here as Paul Stone joins the program. Professional sports bettor, very good on college football. And you can download and subscribe to the Paul Stone Sports Podcast. Good morning, sir. Your excitement level here, now that we have week zero games on a scale from 1 to 10, is what?
Oh, you know, right now I'd probably say about a 7.5. You know, I don't get too excited, Mitch, outwardly, but no, I'm really fired up for it. You know, it seems like all I do is handicap, and there's never any games, you know, for the last 7.5 months. But here we are, 4 days from college football, so I'm ready to go. We're going to get started, and it's just going to be like a merry-go-round. We won't get off until mid-January.
Okay, we will get your thoughts on Week Zero coming up. But first, this is the final conference preview with you today, Paul. Brings a tear to my eye as we look at the SEC. We will get an outright winner from you and two regular season win totals. I want to start with Tennessee, a team that, I mean, if you look at the polls, what they were, I think, 28th in the one poll with receiving votes. And I know the fellas on the afternoon show here on The Edge, they're putting together their top 40, and they have been throughout the summertime. I think they had Tennessee number 10 overall. So they're high on the Volunteers. The polls, they weren't necessarily as high on that team. Where are you at overall, and what do you think of the win total hovering around 8?
Well, in the spirit of full disclosure, I'm one of the voters on the poll that Matt and JBT put together for The Edge. But I can tell you, I didn't have them quite that high on my individual poll. You know, the total, again, pretty much at 8, minus 110, both ways market-wide. And first of all, I think it's important to turn the clock back, you know, to look at the state of the Tennessee football program following that 3-7 debacle back in 2020. Their former head coach, Jeremy Pruitt, he's fired over potential recruiting violations within the program. And then they do their search for a new head coach. Some people, some respected media people, said that people like James Franklin and Luke Fickell, among others, were contacted but didn't really have any interest, perhaps because of the potential sanctions and all the turmoil around the program. So ultimately, Tennessee AD Danny White, who was previously Josh Heupel's boss at Central Florida, he offers the job to Heupel, and Heupel, of course, accepts. With all this time last year, with all the internal problems and, frankly, in my opinion, a lack of top-shelf SEC top talent the way that I saw it, expectations were really low in Knoxville in year one for Heupel. But obviously the former Heisman Trophy runner-up, he not only delivered an exciting up-tempo style of offense, but he also delivered 7 victories. And I think if we're honest with ourselves, I don't think too many of us predicted that. Mm. But now we fast forward to 2022, expectations certainly much higher than this time 1 year ago. But I think we might ought to be pumping the brakes a little bit on all this Volunteer love. First of all, the Volunteers, they were only 7-6 last year, 3 of those wins coming against non-Power 5 teams, Bowling Green, Tennessee Tech, and South Alabama. So they were only 4-6 last year against Power 5 opponents. Tennessee now in their last 20 games versus Power 5, 7-13. Kentucky was the only Power 5 team defeated by Tennessee last year that actually finished the regular season with a winning record, and the Vols won that game despite giving up 612 total yards. They had a 56-yard interception return that for a touchdown that helped secure that victory. Again, this year they have some gimme games, 3 games against non-Power 5s, Ball State, Akron, and Tennessee Martin, but road trips to Pittsburgh, LSU, Georgia, and South Carolina, those are all testers. Home games against Florida, Alabama, and Kentucky also present challenges. So I think 8-4, well, that's kind of the ceiling in my mind for Tennessee this year. They got to win 9 or more games for my ticket to wind up in the wastebasket. Hendon Hooker and company, they're going to score some points, but that defense that allowed almost 36 points a game versus Power 5 opponents last year still needs some help. Take Tennessee under 8 at minus 110.
Okay, Mike, a good discussion here on Auburn. A lot of people wanted Harsin out. He survived that investigation after a rough start at Auburn, which was a strange hire. But if they don't beat Penn State and LSU at home and they start out with a bunch of home games, I mean, the wheels could come off because they go at Georgia, at Ole Miss, Arkansas, Miss State, and A&M. My God. So what do you think of Auburn?
Yeah, I mean, you look at this Auburn team. First of all, their non-conference 4-game schedule, all at home. It assures the Tigers of probably 3 victories. You mentioned the Penn State game at home. That's going to be a week 3 game lined around pick. But their conference schedule, man, I don't know that it could be any more stacked against Auburn. Their road games in conference at Georgia, Mississippi State, and Alabama. Looking at those road games, Auburn's going to be getting around 17 from Georgia, according to my numbers, more than 3 touchdowns at Alabama. And if the games were played today, Tiger's going to be an underdog at both Mississippi and Mississippi State, in my opinion. Their home games, really not a whole lot easier. Their games at Jordan-Hare this year versus LSU and Arkansas, figure to be around pick. they should be getting around between a field goal and, say, a touchdown against Texas A&M at home. They will be a double-digit home favorite against Missouri, but that may be, against Missouri, the only conference game which they're favored in this season. Mm. So despite a really easy, with the notable exception of Penn State, a really easy non-conference schedule, their schedule ranked the toughest in the nation by Phil Steele entering the 2022 season. 11-13 is Auburn in their last 24 games against Power 5 teams. As you mentioned, Brian Harsin almost didn't even make it to his second season due to allegations of player mistreatment and just kind of the overall state of the program, if you will. Somebody's going to have to finish last in the SEC West. I think 6-6 would really be a good look for this team. I think they're probably going to have a losing record. You can find Auburn under 6.5. It's 6 most places in the market, but if you look at DraftKings, under 6.5, heavily juiced to the under at -160. That's what I'd recommend there at DraftKings.
All right, so follow the money here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Paul Stone is our guest, professional sports bettor, and again on Twitter at Paul Stone Sports. So in terms of betting on an outright winner for this conference, you can go with one of two obvious choices, obviously, with Alabama and Georgia, or you really have to make the case and take a long shot by pretty much selecting any other team in the field of the SEC. Is it just the safe play here by going with one of the obvious plays in Alabama or Georgia?
You know, I think it is. I know it's probably boring in the eyes of some listeners, you know, to go with a heavy chalk, but, you know, the goal here is to win. And I believe Alabama's not only the probable winner of the conference this year, but I think it makes the most mathematical sense as well. I mean, these teams, it's 17-19-1. That's their betting odds, but their true odds are probably more like 40 or 50 to 1. So I think the -143 on Alabama to win the SEC that you can find there at Circa is more in line with the actual odds. You look at the Tide, the last 8 years, they've won the title, the conference title, 6 times. You look at their 8-game conference schedule this year, they stand an excellent chance of being favored by double digits in all 8 of those games. Last season, you know, Alabama obviously had the hiccup when they lose at Texas A&M as an 18-point road favorite. But prior to that, and this is important, I think, prior to losing as a double-digit conference favorite last year, the last time they had lost as a double-digit conference favorite was way back in 2013 when it fell to Auburn as a 10.5-point road favorite, the so-called kick-six game. Fans of both schools certainly remember that. So they don't lose as a double-digit favorite very often in conference play, so I think they're going to win the SEC West. And then when they play Georgia probably in the conference championship game there, I make the line, and my line's probably a little bit higher than what most people would make that line today, but I would make today Alabama a 4.5-point favorite over Georgia. That translates to about -180, -190 on the money line. But today I can get Alabama at -143. That's the equivalent of about a point spread of around -2.5. So I think there's a little value there. If you think Alabama is actually going to win the SEC West, which I think most people do, they're going to make the SEC championship game. I think they're going to be laying more than a field goal. I recommend Alabama, -143 there at Circa, to win the Southeastern Conference.
Yeah, Paul, I don't blame you for a second here. I mean, I'm looking at the odds board right now, and I mean, maybe somebody could twist my arm on Texas A&M, but I'm not going to bet 18-1. I would need an astronomical number on somebody, on some team like that. And any other team on the board right now is just like, they're up against the two best teams in college football along with Ohio State. It's so difficult to overcome.
Yeah, and I mean, a lot of people complain about the lack of parity in college football, but that's the reality that we deal with in the sport, and certainly the reality that I think we should deal with as people who bet on college football. I mean, the probability of Alabama or Georgia not winning the conference is very, very low, very low. They're going to win the conference. They've got the best rosters. They've recruited the best. And like you said, Texas A&M listed at 17-1. Regardless of whether you love the Aggies or neutral or whatever, their actual odds are much longer than that.
Sure.
So there's no value there.
Hang tight. We'll do one more segment here. Paul's thoughts on Week 0 games up next. A number he likes that is readily available, and what he's looking for this week coming up next. There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance, and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
Yeah. This is Follow the Money with Mitch Moss and Pauly Howard on VSiN.
Kick off football season with BetRivers Online Sportsbook all season long. BetRivers is your go-to book for all football-related content. Check out BetRivers.com or download the app for the latest odds, unique promotions, player props, and more. Every week they have great house specials to help you win big. Cheer on your favorite teams and favorite players with BetRivers. It's a whole new game at BetRivers.
Let's start this hour talking National Football League as Tim Jenkins is kind enough to join us here early on a Tuesday morning. Quarterback coach and film analyst. His YouTube channel is awesome. It's called All Things Quarterback. Tim, great to have you on the show today. How are you?
I'm pumped up. I got four little Rugrats at home, so there's no option to not get up early. So this is easy money for me.
Oh, man. So, yeah, you've been up for hours now already, no doubt.
Yeah, no doubt about it.
Okay. So you do live in the Denver area, and that's the team I want to start with today. Sutton and Judy are going from whatever that was at quarterback last year to now one of the best in football in Russell Wilson. Like, my question is, I have a couple here, but how does it not work? And then what are your early observations of a Nathaniel Hackett-led offense?
I mean, to be truthful, I don't think there's a reality in which it doesn't work, right? I think fans might perceive it that way in terms of there's going to be situations where the offense isn't rolling, similar to when Tom went to Tampa, right? There were weeks where all of a sudden the narrative was, oh, okay, you know, Brady and Tampa Bay, it's not working. When in reality, you know, it was, there's just going to be some adjustment period. So I think that's what we need to be aware of in Denver is that, hey, there's going to be an adjustment period. But in terms of the two guys you brought up specifically, like Judy and Cortland, like, they're going to benefit more than anybody, especially when it comes to, you know, fantasy or any of those stats, because all of a sudden now when they're creating a ton of separation, it's not going to be, hey, I created a ton of separation and then I either had to make a great catch and I ended up falling over after. There's going to be a lot of catch and run. So I think those guys benefit more than most.
You've been at camp. How about the reports that when he needs a big play or the play breaks down, Wilson is exclusively looking to Sutton?
I think the reality is the way they're structuring the offense is going to build that way. So, hey, whenever we've got the isolated guy backside one-on-one and, you know, you start seeing cover zero or that cover nine where it's like, okay, I'm getting heated up. Of course, he's going to end up going to his, you know, one-on-one, especially when it's a guy like Courtland Sutton. In terms of when he's escaping the pocket, I think, you know, I would take that with a grain of salt, because I think anytime it's the receiver play side, that's who's really going to be targeted when you're kind of escaping the pocket. So I think he's doing a good job of spreading it around in that situation. But yeah, it seems like right now when we're getting cover zero, we're getting a ton of heat from a coverage perspective, we're going to go ahead and isolate our big receiver, and that's Courtland Sutton for the Broncos.
So betting question then, tying this all together, I did take a couple of flyers on Sutton and Jeudy. I think Sutton was 55-1 and Jeudy in the 75-1 range to lead the league in receiving yards this year. And if they don't get hurt, could that be live like in the middle of December, do you think, or no?
I mean, I think it could. I think the variable right now is KJ Hamler. So the only way that I think those bets aren't live in December is if all of a sudden KJ Hamler becomes the deep guy that he can be from the slot with the way the Broncos kind of want to build some stuff. And, you know, but listen, I think Courtland Sutton's the guy. And the reason I think that is because I think he fills that Aaron Lazard role that they had in Green Bay. So Hackett comes down to Denver. A lot of people view Courtland as just this backside X, right? Like, hey, all he can play is X. In reality, I think you're going to end up seeing him in the slot a lot. And that's just such an easier outlet for quarterbacks, especially a guy like Russell, who when you do pressure him, it's from a disguise look because he's got so many years in the league. I think Courtland's the guy who really, when you bump him down in the slot, not only can receptions be up there, but I think you could see him up there in yards. I think the only guy that could throw a wrench in that is KJ Hamler in terms of if he starts really stretching the field vertically for the Broncos, and then all of a sudden he ends up taking away some of those targets.
Tim Jenkins, our guest at T Jenkins Elite on Twitter. Follow the Money, Paulie and Mitch Vesa, the Sports Betting Network. You were excellent last time we had you on and opinionated on Howell. Your thoughts on him so far, and do you think we could see him maybe later in the season?
I mean, you know, the only tape that I've watched him, I've watched both games in terms of the TV copy. The tape, I watched the first one, and I'm not sure how you couldn't like the kid, right? The guy was competing his tail off and ripping it all over. And I think Carson's got his problems, right, in terms of he was efficient statistically last year. I think there's a lot of people that, for some reason, right, he just rubs people the wrong way in building, whether that be, you know, players or GMs or coaches. And that's why you saw him get out of, you know, Indy, and they turn to Matt Ryan. So I think, listen, I think Hal, there's a world in which he can jump Heinicke, and then all of a sudden, hey, when we're done with Wentz, we move on to Hal. And I think the reality is why I think Heinicke's an adequate NFL backup. I think you don't draft a kid,
right?
If you're Washington, you go and draft a guy, and then all of a sudden, if it's not working out, you don't then go to Heinicke. You're going to end up jumping him. So yeah, I think there's definitely a world in which we see him at the end of the season. Do I think that's what's best for his development? I'm not quite sold on that yet. I do think there's a world in which him just having a year in the NFL is going to be great for him. But listen, when you're talking about, hey, the last three, four games of the season, if there's not the, hey, we need to win to get into the playoffs, like absolutely, you know, that's good for development. But in reality, that division, it kind of seems like it's always been a, if you just win enough, like if you win seven games, you get in the playoffs. So we'll see what shakes out this year.
Yeah. Okay. So Steelers head coach Mike Tomlin came out and told the media that a lot of position battles are going to come down to Sunday's game against the Lions, including the quarterback starting position. So it's down to Trubisky and Kenny Pickett, evidently. And this offense, I mean, with the offensive line shaky, but the other weapons are outstanding. I mean, is this an offense right now good enough to maybe pull some of that 2018 Trubisky out that we saw with the Bears? Or do you think this team is actually better with Kenny Pickett right now, today, than they would be with Trubisky?
Yeah, that's a great question. There's no shot that they are better with Kenny Pickett right now than with Trubisky. Now, in terms of what's it going to look like over, right, the next 16, 17 weeks, that's that's where you can make the argument. I think Kenny Pickett is so much of what kind of Ben was last year. And I don't mean that as like he has no arm strength. I mean it as like he does a really good job of getting the ball out of his hand early and getting it to playmakers, and then they go and make a play. And with what you see with Mitchell is he's much better with the escapability and kind of holding the ball and driving it down the field. Like, listen, based on the tape, I think Mitchell's clear in a way who I would go with. And again, that doesn't necessarily mean that's where you're at for the whole season. But with Pittsburgh, man, it just feels like they're always in the hunt. And it's really hard for me to say, hey, you're always in the hunt, but let's take this year to develop Kenny Pickett, when it's kind of been proved, it's kind of been shown that we can still develop a guy even if he's not the starter. So to me, it's like, man, I love the idea of rolling with Mitchell this year. But again, Mike Tomlin's one of those dudes, man. He could care less where he drafted you. He could care less how much he paid you in free agency. You're going to compete your tail off. And that's where that's one thing that I think is why Pittsburgh is always in the playoff hunt. So we'll see. I do, for me, based on the tape, I think you go Mitchell Trubisky. While Kenny, I think, has done a good job, there's a couple of things that he's been bailed out from the fact that he's not playing against, you know, kind of the upper echelon twos or mm-hmm. the ones when he's going in there. So to me, I think there's just I think there's a pretty clear way you go with Mitchell. We'll kind of see how that shakes out. But to me, I'd be betting on Mitchell Trubisky as the starter.
Interesting. Okay. Did you watch both their games on tape already?
Yeah, I've watched both of them. And I think, like, I think Kenny Pickett is playing well. It's just there's a lot of times that he's been bailed out with either 50-50 balls, or he's been bailed out where it's like, listen, that's not a solid read in terms of actually when there's vets out there, because the, you know, backside safety should have been keying number three in quarters. But, hey, I've got a backside safety who, like me, is going to get fired after preseason, right? So he's all of a sudden going and playing the front side, and we're hitting a crosser that in reality is going to be dead week one if we throw
okay.
that.
Okay, that's very good knowledge as we continue here with Tim Jenkins. Are the Seahawks better with Drew Lock or Geno Smith?
That's a great event. That's the one that I do think is actually neck and neck going into week three. I think Drew hurt himself, right, with the COVID situation, which I guess you can't really control, but I think him not playing last week really hurt himself. I gave Drew the edge in week one. Now, Geno, for as bad as ESPN made you think he played and how bad those announcers were roasting him, the dude did fine. Like, listen, he's playing behind a pretty brutal line, and there were a lot of things that weren't going his way. And when you don't have DK Metcalf out there, like, we can all look human. So I think he did better than people are giving him credit for in that week two game. But it is going to come down. I really have that 50-50. I have a slight edge to Drew Lock just because the way he was driving the ball down the field in that Pittsburgh game I thought was a little bit better than Geno. But I do have that 50-50 is coming into week three, and I think that's kind of what Pete Carroll has been saying, and that's going to be interesting. A lot of people, too, are making a huge deal about these QB races that it's like we're going to decide after week three. Like, these dudes have both been getting reps all of camp. And then you have 10 days to get dialed in. Like, is that an absolute perfect situation? No. Mm-hmm. But is it as bad as people make it seem? Absolutely not. Because, listen, we're in a vanilla stage of our offense anyways. And the NFL is we're going to get a perfect game plan built every week. So it's not like we're repping these concepts that are guaranteed to be in our playbook week one. So a lot of that happens week to week in terms of getting comfortable with a certain plays and all that kind of stuff. So I don't think it's as big a deal as maybe some Seahawk media members are making it.
You can follow Tim on Twitter. He is at TJenkinsElite, and subscribe to his YouTube channel. It's awesome, with film analysis. It's called All Things Quarterback. Tim, excellent spot today. Thanks so much for the time. We appreciate that.
I appreciate you guys, fellas.
Great job.
There you go.
Thank you.
See, that's the kind of stuff you're looking for with Kenny Pickett, right? Okay. Because it was all dink and dunk like in game one. He's like, okay.
Missed tackles.
Factor in who he's taking on, and then the numbers are going to look good, but let me tell you, there are mistakes being made on the field. Yeah.
Wasn't one, you know, all his snaps, but Seattle missed 15 tackles in that game.
Yeah, that's right.
In the game when he touchdown.
That's, There you go. Up next, we'll recap what took place last night from a betting perspective in Win Some, Lose Some. This is Follow the Money here on VSiN. It's the Sports Betting Network. There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.